I told the Lord, Lord, every time you give me a raise, I'm going to give you one. So every time I purchased another truck, I made more money. I made sure that I sold more seeds into the ministry.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special. Today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share on the importance of prayer and also what launched them into their ministry over 43 years ago and how these same principles can make you successful. Now, here are Kenneth and Gloria.
I want you to look with me in 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust. Don't trust. Don't put your trust in it. That's when you start losing it. You know why you start losing it when you start putting your trust in money and things? Because anytime the economy starts taking a downturn, which it does, it can't maintain itself. It has to do those things. It's capped. And when that starts, you start hanging on to things because the things are your security. God is our source. Amen. Money is not the source of power. Money is to be turned into goods and services. And until it is, it's not worth anything. It's a medium of exchange. But when you give it power, you do so out of fear, not faith. So anyway, don't trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Oh, glory. Oh, my. Oh, God. Who giveth us richly. How many things?
All
things to meet your needs. No, that's not what it said. Don't look at me. Look at that. Giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That's what your car is for. That's what your clothes are for. Then they're not just to cover up your naked self. No. To enjoy. Jesus came that you have life and have it more abundantly. And he said, come to me. I give you my joy. Joy that no man can take from you. Come to me. I give you rest. Come to me. I take the burden off of you. And if you quit crying around about it, trying to impress God with how bad you hurt. Oh, God, don't you see? I need this. You ain't going to con him into anything because that's not what he's listening to. He's listening to your heart. Amen. But it ain't nothing like religion told us. Satan didn't invent beautiful things. They were in the Garden of Eden. The gold was not buried until after Satan got a hold of things. The gold in Havilah was good gold. It was already refined and it was laying on top of the ground. But better than that, they were clothed in his glory. My. That's the way he created it. And people look at it like, oh, that was the Garden of Eden. Well, hey. In God's mind, that was to be the worst experience humanity would ever have. Wow. Now, some of you look at me like, what? Let me ask you. Does the scripture say this or does it not? Does it say, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what God has in store for those that love him. I'm telling you, in the way God looked at it, the Garden of Eden was just camping out for a while. It was to go from there to the stars. Why do you think he created all that other out there? Somebody asked Brother Roberts one time, we were in Detroit, I believe where it was, and somebody, I don't know, newspaper person or somebody, and they just blurted out at him, saying, "Do you believe there's life on other planets?" And, you know, if you know him, he just, you know, like it just shocked him to, you know, and he put on like that and just bait you, you know. Oh, he said, "Well, I really don't know. But if they need a redeemer, it's Jesus." Amen. I mean, somebody said, "Why did God put that gold in the Garden of Eden?" He knew eventually they'd need streets. And Jesse said, "For Eve to buy things with." Our mind has to be renewed about God's attitude and His purpose and His plans and His pursuits. Amen. Amen. But that's Him. He's love and He's light and He's grace. And His grace is at the root of the whole thing. And oh my, when you learn and you walk with Him that way, then correction is never hard. He's never mean. The devil sowed all that stuff around trying to get us to stay away from him, to run from him when we sin. And don't do that. Run to him when you sin. Amen. Because when you confess the sin, wasn't when he found out about it. That's when you got rid of it. Amen. Because he's not there to hold it against you. He's not there to beat you up with it. Condemnation has never, ever changed anything. You can beat yourself up over the same sin for 50 years and it'll never change anything. You're just beat up. But when by faith you go to him and you confess that sin, he is faithful and just, righteous, to forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And you walk away from there saying, "Praise God, I have it. I have it." And walk in his grace. Amen. Now that is worth getting up for this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
"Because he, the abider, has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him." Well, the Bible teaches us that if we love God, we'll do what he says. And this person sets his love upon God, does what he says, and the Lord says, "I will deliver him. I will set him on high." That's talked about. The things we're delivered from is pestilence. That's any kind of disease. That could be biological warfare. Destruction that wastes at noonday. That could be weapons or any kind of destruction, a car wreck, a train wreck, any kind of destructions that's out there. Even so bad that 1,000 should fall on one side and 10,000 on the other, but it'll not come near you. That's what we're talking about. "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble." Who is this person? "He set his love upon me," God says. Now, who is it that loves God? The Bible says he that does what he says loves God. Those that abide, that do what he says. "I'll deliver him. I'll set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him." Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to live in that position right there. If trouble comes, I want God to be listening. I want to be able to call upon him and get results. "I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him." What did God say he would do for an abider? He would answer him. In trouble, he'll be there. Glory to God. "I will be with him. I'll answer him. I, God himself, will be with him in trouble. I, God, will deliver him and honor him." If sickness and disease is a trouble, I will be with him in cancer. I will honor him and deliver him. I will be with him in heart trouble. I will honor him and deliver him. Well, what does that mean? I will heal him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you think of things today and you know that you've been disobedient, repent of it. Get the blood on it before we pray for your healing. Get it straight. Tell the Lord and mean it that you'll do different. You'll do whatever he says. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him with long life. I just love long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
I believe that partnership is everything. It means everything to me. Because when you come in partnership with someone, you agree with what they're standing for. You agree on the same common goal. And when I came in a partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, man, I believed in everything that he was preaching and teaching. I own a company called DFW Transit. It's a very great trucking company. We have about 18 trucks. We haul air freight. We haul general freight. As a matter of fact, everything we wear, we eat, it come in by way of trucks. I got a job working on the back of a truck. I was making $300 a week. I thought that was a lot of money because I had been working for free. But I found out real fast that there wasn't no money. I seen that the success was out there. And the way to get it was to actually work hard at it. I talked to a friend of mine because I needed to borrow some money. And he was like, man, trucks is too high fuel, too high maintenance, too high. You can't find good drivers. Clyde, don't do it. And then I learned then, you can't share your big dreams with small-minded people. They don't understand. So what I did, I basically sold the old motorcycle I had, and I bought that first truck, and I paid that truck off in 3 months. I bought another truck. Paid that truck off in about 4 months, and then I bought a third truck. So now I'm getting over $9,000 every week. So then I just constantly start buying trucks, and that's basically how I got into the trucking business. I told the Lord, Lord, every time you give me a raise, I'm going to give you one. So every time I purchased another truck, I made more money. I made sure that I sold more seeds into the ministry. Partnership played a very important part in me starting DFW Transit because the guys that I established relationships out here was the same guys who, when I decided to purchase the company, buy the trucks, those are the same guys that asked me to come and do business with them. I took a look at the Kenneth Copeland Ministry, and I seen how it was functioning. I seen how people was actually getting blessed as a result of utilizing the tools that Kenneth Copeland gave them. And I felt like if God would do it for Kenneth Copeland, surely he'll do it for me. Then I started looking at the ministries that he was associated with, like, you know, Creflo Dollar, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis. And I said to myself, these guys are very productive. It works. So I started applying those things that they were saying to my life, and I started seeing it work. I stayed at church, and I went to school. First of all, I got my associate's degree, then I went back, I got my bachelor's, then I went back and I got my master's degree, then I got my doctorate in theology, and then I got recently just got a doctorate in psychology. I didn't want to be the type of minister, a brother that would stand up and give people incorrect information, because it never was given to me from the ministries that we were associated with Kenneth Copeland, and they gave me accurate information, and I wanted to do the same thing. I hired an operations manager to basically just run my business. I basically focus on church. I don't take a salary here. I'm just doing it because I love God. I'm experiencing the windows of heaven being opened up to me, and God is pouring out a blessing to the point where I can't even receive it all. And I think how my life is better now as a result of the Kenneth Copeland Ministry. Well, I want the people here in the city of Fort Worth life to be better as a result of New Harvest Ministry as well.
In 1986, following the counsel of Oral Roberts, Kenneth Copeland committed to writing a letter to his partners every month. He hasn't missed a single one since. Traveling around the world to over 257,000 partners, carrying messages of truth and victory in Christ Jesus. On an historic day in 1979, with the click of thousands of televisions tuning in, the distance that separated Christians around the world shrunk dramatically. Since that day, technological advances have changed the look of BVOV-TV, but the reason Kenneth and Gloria Copeland followed God's direction to use this media tool remains solid: to present the uncompromised Word of God, moving believers from the milk to the meat. From that first broadcast, Believer's Voice of Victory expanded to a six-day-a-week resource, launching the daily broadcast in 1989. Today, BVOV-TV broadcasts are aired on over 1,300 stations in 193 countries. Broadcasts are translated from English to Russian, Ukrainian, and Spanish. And while the Believer's Voice of Victory is available on television sets around the world, airing over 1,800 hours each week, the reach knows no bounds. Today, wherever the internet can be accessed, KCM.org is always on. Believers log on to view webcasts around the clock. And as thousands access the BVOV content multiple times each day, this reality is underscored. There is no time or space in the Spirit. And for untold multitudes touched by the Word since that first BVOV broadcast, and all those whose faith will be fortified in coming days, we give prayerful thanks to thousands of partners. Your faithful partnership helps bring victory to millions. Here's Dr. Stephen Swisher, son-in-law of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.
Imagine getting up every morning and thinking about God's plan for your life. Getting up every morning and thinking about God's promise. That's faith. You can get up every morning and think about the challenges. You can think about the hard part. You can think about what's not going right, seemingly in the natural. Or you can get up every morning focusing on what is going right, believing that God is well able to help you make whatever it is happen in your life.
Come to these exciting meetings. Behind the Mission Weekend, September 24th and 25th in Orlando, Florida, Kenneth Copeland will be speaking live Friday night at 7 p.m. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. The Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 11th through 13th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. You may already have all the materials, the best tools right at your fingertips. Your heart and mind may be consumed with a desire to create something wonderful. But without access to the correct knowledge and experience, all the talent, resources, and energy are meaningless. The value of partnership is shared resources and priceless relationships. Partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to equip you, the believer, with the Word of God to change your life, your family, and your world. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and receive your free new partner package. For faster processing, log on to kcm.org and order online. Your package includes two teachings by Kenneth Copeland, two partner ID cards, and a three-ring partner package binder. You may also order by phone at 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland desire for you to live a life overflowing with blessing. Together, we can make a difference.
You know, we talked about this yesterday, and I want to call attention to it again today, because this, to me, this is just so vitally important that this is not a money-raising scheme. It's not an idea of raising money. This partner letter in the book of Philippians, where the Apostle Paul was writing to his partners, it's just as simple as that. He said so. The very first few words of the letter, he said, I give God thanks always for your partnership. And that's because he said, nobody supported me after I left.
We know that feeling, don't we?
Yeah. He said, nobody supported me after I left but you. He preached there, but they connected with him to the point where wherever he went, were seeing to him, praying for him. He was part of them, and they were part of him.
Yeah.
Now, that's what God's after, because he's building a body. He's building
prayed for him, too. He prayed for them.
Oh, he said, I pray for you
they
every day.
They prayed for him.
And this is one of the things that struck me in that meeting that I heard Brother Roberts preach back in 67, when he said, you'll never be without prayer until Jesus comes. I thought, dear Lord, that
we
and the fact
it,
that
we?
I could have his anointing for $10 a month. That's really what hit me. I just went straight up when I heard that. And this phrase right here from the book of Philippians, excuse me, in the fourth chapter, he said in verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want. He's telling them, I'm not talking to you because I want something off of you. Then over here in the 16th verse, he said, even in Thessalonica, you sent once again to my necessity. not because I desire a gift. I desire fruit that may abound to your account. And then he said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. So this was a working unit of faith.
Two-way situation.
Yeah, well, yeah. And he's talking about this unit working. That local church is the most powerful thing God ever came up with in this earth. And the field ministries that are out there doing what they're called to do, and partners with people, and that whole unit is a living thing working together. Oh, it is so powerful. And we were talking about it before before we went on this broadcast, and Glory was talking about how she felt, and I came home after hearing that partner meeting service with Brother Roberts. Whew. And tell about that. You were talking about how you felt when I came home that day.
Ken had a position of co-pilot. And he was a 30-year-old freshman, but he got on the flight team to go to the meetings. And so he heard about being a partner. Well, the children were still small. We were just barely getting by and maybe not quite getting by. And we just didn't have any money. I mean, we were there.
Anything.
So, because he was a full-time student, and then his co-pilot job didn't pay too much. But anyway, it got him in the meetings. So he came home. Now, he's been in all this exciting meeting, you know, and those meetings were so exciting. Miracles and healings and the preached word. And I was at home with two little kids, almost broke, and we won't go any further into that. He came home and he said, we're going to be partners with Oral Roberts. He was very excited. We're going to be partners with Oral Roberts. We're going to send him $10 a month. Well, I can't tell you how excited I wasn't. You know, I just wasn't excited.
Here was my thought, where will we ever get
$10
a month? That's what she said. Where will we ever get $10 a month?
My faith was not there.
Wow. I said, sit down there, girl. She hadn't heard the message.
No.
Well, I preached it just as best as I could, and I got all, and then she got all excited. But that's when it all started.
So we became partners.
Two things that I look at.
We became partners when $10 a month to us was a lot of money.
Ooh, big time.
That's right.
And we never, ever wanted for that $10 a month.
No, and we began to increase.
Supernaturally, things happen.
That's right.
Most of the time, it came in $20.
Yeah.
Instead of 10.
Yeah.
It, most of the time, it is 10 for Brother Roberts and 2 for Jesus and 8 for us.
Things begin to work for us.
But the two things that just launched our life, particularly in finances and ministry, anointing, and so forth. Number one was when we made an absolute life commitment to tithe.
Yes. Oh, that was vital.
That was, that's your life blood right there.
That's right.
And the other was when we made that first step of partnership based on Philippians chapter 1 with Oral Roberts and Oral Roberts Ministries. It was like right then it was like it is lifted off. And of course it was small in the beginning, but it never quit.
That's right.
It just kept on and on and on and on and on. And here we are almost 44 years later, and it's still doing the same thing. It's still developing, still
still partners with a lot of ministries. We didn't just partnership with one ministry. We're still partners with a lot of ministries.
Absolutely.
That's what we do.
Yeah, and that's the main thrust of the ministry.
Yeah,
the messages that we preach to our partners. The things that we do in light of partnership, and that causes it to go out, and then other people are involved because they get to hear it and so forth. But it's the partnership is a living thing.
We keep sowing. We keep sowing and sowing.
Amen. And I'm always listening to God for when he wants us to be partners. And there's been people he has spoken to us specifically, and he said, I want you to partner with them, and you do what I tell you to do concerning them. And so we did, and we still do.
That's
praise
right.
God. So we are opening an invitation to all that would pray about it. Pray about it first. Now, don't just make this just a jump decision. Pray about it. Seek the Lord about it. This is serious business. And it's not just for you, but it's for your children, your grandchildren. God is building, and you and I are stones in that house. And it's a marvelous thing. Father, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
And we release our faith, and our hearts and our minds are open to you for direction throughout all our partners and all of those mm-hmm. that you're calling and appointing to become new partners with this ministry. Lord, help them with that decision. And those that you're not leading to become partners with this ministry, reveal to them with whom they are to become partners. This is so important. And it's a calling for every born-again child of God on the face of this earth. And we praise you for it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that from you, this whole body is fitly
yes.
joined together.
Hallelujah.
And that it's compacted, held together
yes.
by that which every joint supplies. And
praise
we are
God.
Eager to be a supplying part. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, go to kcm.org. We'll send you the new partnership package. And there's all different kinds of information and things in here that are vital and powerful to help you advance in your faith, advance in the things of God, and to build you. And as a partner, Gloria and I pray for you every day. And we want to send this package to you. Those of you that want more information about it, go to kcm.org or contact us personally, and people will help you. There's a 7-day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day prayer line for this ministry.
God, yes.
And it's people that have been trained to pray. They are here on this property or in other parts of the world. There are people that are there on purpose. We don't just dump that off and let somebody else do it all. This is so important to us. Praise the Lord. Now our children are involved. Now our grandchildren are involved. Praise God. The behind the missions meetings, and this weekend, starting Friday, praise God, go get the information and go be a part of all of these things. And then stay with us. Amen.
Amen.
Join us tomorrow. We're going to share more about this. God has more to say about it. We love you. And reminding you again, it's Ken and Gloria Copeland. And Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, remember to request your free new partner package. For faster delivery, order online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Have faith in God and live in the blessing every day.